Armed volunteers will soon be assuming the role of school resource officers in a few Stanley County schools. The school board voted unanimously to start the pilot program last month following the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. The state law allowing armed volunteers was passed in 2013, but is only now being put to use. The program will be run by Sheriff George Burris.
They're going to be armed security. They'll be walking the halls. They'll be mentoring our kids. They'll be checking in with our faculty, our teachers, our principals. They'll be walking through the parking lots, looking for any suspicious activity or behavior.
So far, Burris says 20 people have applied, but only 3 have met the requirements. Volunteers must be current or retired sworn law enforcement officers or former military police officers.
People just think we're going to hand someone a handgun and put them in a school. That's farthest from the truth as you can get.
That's Stanley County School Superintendent Jeff James. Initially, he was concerned about selecting the volunteers.
But I feel fairly comfortable with that. The sheriff assures me it's going to be an intense vetting process. And right now, we're definitely looking for people that have had a career in the county already or live in that area. So that makes me feel pretty comfortable because these are known people. They have known behaviors. There's a history that the community knows them. It's not like just putting a stranger in.
What's been the reaction from parents in your district?
I think there's been an overwhelming support of it. There was a couple initial concerns. How deep does the vetting go? There will be, again, an in-depth vetting process. So, you know, you telling me that 20 people applied and only 3 have made it through makes me feel really good that the sheriff is really serious about vetting these individuals to the utmost degree.
Stanley County Schools' plan is to station armed volunteers at 4 elementary schools that are located farther away from the district's middle and high schools that have school resource officers.
We would love to have school resource officers in every school, but with current funding, that's an improbability.
How much would that take?
With our 11 elementary schools, probably $500,000 to fund it yearly, and that would be on the low end. So the next best thing would be to have retired police officers or retired military, of course, that have an impeccable record. There'll be a full background check performed by the police department. And, of course, we do our own background checks before we allow volunteers in. At that point, the sheriff will put them through a 40-hour training course, which, if any officer decided they want to be a school resource officer, would go through. But that's not the end of it. These individuals will go through ongoing training, just as school resource officers that we currently have in our middle and high schools do. In addition to that, we will meet with the staff where these officers are going. They will, of course, be growing pains, as there is with anything that you start out new. And we'll work with the staff, the volunteers, and discuss, you know, what lines of authority that volunteer may have, where they need to be involved, where they don't need to be.
But they will have the same authority as school resource officers, correct?
They can
arrest people on campus.
Right. So the reactive part of the job, in my mind, would be if you are breaking the law, then absolutely they have every right to charge you. But I think the biggest thing in this whole program is to be some form of deterrent. The signs that are going to go up on the door, I think we're going to put them up on a 4x4 post outside on school property that will be highly visible. And basically this says there's an armed volunteer on site. This is just another way to, unfortunately, stave off any unfortunate event that possibly could happen.
That's Stanley County School Superintendent Jeff James. He says he expects the program to launch within the next month. The Rockingham County Sheriff says he'd like to see armed volunteers in his school district near Greensboro. Iredell County is taking another approach to try to secure schools that don't have school resource officers. The sheriff's office said yesterday it will put portable ballistic shields in elementary schools throughout the county. The Statesville Record and Landmark reports the shields would be used by officers while clearing a school in the event of an active shooter. The sheriff's office says the $45,000 to purchase the shields will come from assets that have been seized from convicted drug offenders and other criminals. You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE, Charlotte's NPR news source.